What if everything you've been taught about failure is backwards? While most of us spend our lives carefully avoiding mistakes, those who achieve extraordinary things are doing the exact opposite. They're failing more than anyone else. The difference between someone stuck in mediocrity and someone soaring toward their dreams isn't talent, luck, or even hard work. It's something far simpler and more surprising: how they think about the inevitable stumbles along the way. This shift in perspective, from seeing failure as a dead end to viewing it as a stepping stone, separates those who merely survive from those who truly thrive. Here's what nobody tells you: the people you admire most have failed more spectacularly than you've probably even tried. Entrepreneurs typically crash and burn 3.8 times before finding success. Thomas Edison conducted thousands of unsuccessful experiments before the light bulb worked. Mozart was told his music had too many notes. Van Gogh sold exactly one painting while alive. Einstein was labeled unteachable. The real differentiator isn't avoiding failure, it's how you perceive it when it arrives. Most of us have been programmed since childhood to fear mistakes. We memorize facts to pass tests without retaining knowledge, seeing failure as a percentage rather than a process. We prepare extensively for success, but rarely train for the far more common experience of setback. The truth is that success isn't a destination. It's knowing your purpose, growing toward your potential, and planting seeds that benefit others. Failure isn't an event either. It's simply how you navigate life's inevitable difficulties. Consider Irma Bombeck, told in college to forget about writing. Despite infertility, pregnancy losses, and dismissal from her dreams, she started with a $3 per article neighborhood newspaper column. That humble beginning eventually reached 900 newspapers nationwide, 15 books, and recognition as one of America's most influential women. As she told graduates, "I'm up there and you're down there, not because of my successes, but my failures." Why do some people crumble under criticism while others use it as fuel? Daniel Rudy Ruettiger stood 5'6", weighed 190 pounds, and graduated high school with a 1.77 GPA, yet dreamed of playing football at Notre Dame. Against overwhelming odds, he gained admission at 26, made the team as a walk-on, and became the only player in Notre Dame history carried off the field by teammates. What made Rudy different? He removed the you from failure. Your mistakes don't define your worth. They simply provide information for your next attempt. Achievers see failure as temporary and isolated, not permanent patterns. When Samuel Langley's aircraft crashed twice in 1903, brutal public criticism defeated him. He abandoned flight just days before the Wright brothers succeeded at Pity Hawk. The difference? The Wright brothers refused to let disaster define them, while Langley allowed one moment to destroy his entire future. Fear of failure creates a vicious trap. Negative experiences generate fear, leading to inaction that prevents gaining the experience needed to overcome obstacles. This increases fear further in a self-reinforcing spiral. Fear manifests as paralysis, procrastination, or purposelessness. Even wildly successful people get trapped. George Frideric Handel, after suffering a stroke-like episode, fell into despondency and gave his farewell concert at 56. His breakthrough came when a friend gave him a libretto based on Christ's life. Breaking his inactivity cycle, Handel wrote almost nonstop for 21 days, completing the 260-page Messiah, described as, perhaps forever, the greatest feat in the whole history of music composition. The lesson? You must act your way into feeling, not feel your way into acting. Motivation arrives after you start. When conditioned to failure, people refuse responsibility through anger, cover-ups, frantic activity, or surrender. The only escape requires saying, "I was wrong." When NFL quarterback Chris Chandler finally accepted responsibility and became coachable, he transformed from a team hopper to a Super Bowl quarterback. Greg Horn's story shows ownership's power. After discovering his grocery store flooded with $500,000 in ruined inventory and no insurance, he faced bankruptcy. Instead, he rebuilt, reopening in 21 days. His positive attitude transformed disaster into opportunity, allowing 80 employees to return to work and launching his motivational speaking career. Failure is always an inside job. Your response matters infinitely more than circumstances. Many remain hostage to yesterday's failures. When Arnold Palmer scored 12 strokes on one hole at the 1961 Los Angeles Open, eliminating himself from contention, he responded philosophically, "That doggone plaque will be there long after I'm gone, but you have to put things like that behind you." Five signs reveal people haven't moved beyond past difficulties: constantly comparing hardships, rationalizing inaction, isolating due to hurt, wasting energy on regret, and harboring bitterness. Sister Frances Cabrini exemplified moving forward. Despite lifelong illness and repeated rejection for missionary service to China, she embraced Pope Leo XIII's redirection to America. When her plans collapsed upon arriving at Ellis Island in 1889, she persevered anyway. By 1917, she had founded over 70 hospitals, schools, and orphanages, refusing to let disappointment define her. Sometimes failure reveals who you really are. John James Audubon spent 2 decades in unsuccessful business ventures because he was fundamentally a naturalist, not a businessman. Only at 35 did he pursue his true calling, creating comprehensive paintings of life-sized American birds. His 1826 voyage to England brought immediate success, culminating in Birds of America. To reach your potential, see yourself clearly, admit flaws honestly, discover strengths joyfully, and build on them passionately. Success flows from serving others, not self-absorption. Many unsuccessful people wait to achieve success before helping others, yet this self-focus may fuel their failure. Those fixated on themselves feel they lack belonging, worth, competence, or purpose. Susanna Wesley exemplifies transformative service. Despite financial hardship and raising 19 children, she dedicated 6 hours daily to their education. Her sons Charles became a great hymn writer, and John founded the Methodist movement, profoundly shaping Protestant Christianity. The 1999 NBA champion San Antonio Spurs succeeded because David Robinson, one of the 50 greatest NBA players ever, willingly stepped back for Tim Duncan. Teammate Avery Johnson observed, "He threw his ego out and became a totally different player for the good of the team." The measure of your impact is whether people feel their lives are better because of you. Ask yourself daily, "Whom am I pouring my life into? Whom am I helping who cannot help me in return?" Every great explorer succeeded through risk-taking. Amelia Earhart began as an ordinary girl from Kansas who worked as a nurse's aide and studied pre-med at Columbia. After her first plane ride in 1920, she was transformed. "As soon as we left the ground, I knew I myself had to fly." She abandoned medical school for aviation, despite numerous crashes while learning. Before attempting to fly around the world, a journey that would ultimately end in her disappearance after 22,000 miles, she remarked, "Decide whether or not the goal is worth the risks involved. If it is, stop worrying." Everything in life carries risk, even staying home. 6 traps prevent people from embracing necessary risks: fear of embarrassment, rationalizing until the need disappears, expecting success without effort, seeking fairness, waiting for perfect timing, and waiting for inspiration instead of taking action. If you're succeeding in everything, you're not pushing hard enough. To break free, identify what objective essential to your success you're most afraid of tackling. Write down all associated fears, accept them, then determine 1 small first step. The key isn't eliminating fear, it's feeling the fear and taking action anyway. The road to the next level is always uphill. Your attitude toward failure determines your altitude after failure. To turn losses into profits, ask after every setback, "What caused this? Was it truly failure, or did I just fall short? What successes are contained here? What can I learn? Am I grateful for the experience? How can I turn this into success? Who can help me? Where do I go from here?" You don't need a catastrophe to befriend failure, just a teachable heart willing to extract wisdom from every stumble. the people you admire most didn't avoid falling. They learned to fall forward. Your next breakthrough isn't waiting on the other side of perfect execution. It's waiting on the other side of your next brave attempt.